Talking about something you saw in your sleep last night, you might say, this is what I
dreamed.
And you might say, but I can't always remember what I have
dreamed.
And you might say, I dreamed so much that all of a sudden I dreamed I was falling, and just as I was about to hit the ground, I
woke up.
Yes. And if you bring your foot down heavy on the floor like this, I'm not going to make that noise, but and it made a loud noise, you'd say that you were doing what?
Stomping.
If, for example, a boy had seen a girl at church, and he had a car, and he wanted to accompany her home, he might say, may I
take you home? Mm-hmm.
And to get a boat up on land, you'd have to tie a rope on it and
pull it in. Mm-hmm.
And if you wanted to get it back in the water, you'd have to
push it.
And if, for example, a child was in the kitchen and you didn't, you might say, now that stove is really hot, so
don't touch.
And if you needed a knife, for example, you might send someone for it and say, go
get. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say fetch.
Yeah. You're so good. You even know what I'm going for every time. In playing hide and seek, children have to run in free and touch,
it's not home base. Touch the, gee. Home, get home free.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now you might throw a ball and ask somebody to
catch it.
And you might say, I threw the ball and he
caught it.
Or I've been fishing for trout or whatever, but I haven't
caught.
And if you saw somebody that you were arranging a meeting, you might say, well, let's meet in town. If I get there first, I'll
wait.
Wait, and then if you were using you with it, you'd say, I'd
wait for you.
If you were about to punish a child, he might say, oh, please, give me another
chance.
And if a person was in a really good mood, another way of saying that might be that he's in a very good
humor.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard the term get shut off to mean get rid of?
Get shut up.
Mm-hmm.
Shut up. I
shut,
thought it should.
Shut.
Get shut up.
Oh, get shut
it's
up.
It's H-E-D.
Okay.
But say it should. Get
that's
shut
the way
up.
Say it. Okay.
Shut up. Is that the way you had it? Shed? S-H-E-D? Or is it
I had.
Up?
Well, I have a bunch of different. I have shut, should, shit, and should. You know, so obviously people use a variety with that. The opposite of take it off is
put it on.
Yeah. And if somebody asks you what's new, you might just shrug your shoulders and say, well,
nothing I know of.
And then that person might say, oh, come on, there must be
something.
And you might say, I got thrown once, and I've been scared of horses ever
since.
And talking about two children that didn't get along well, you might say, every time they meet, they
fight or fuss.
Mm-hmm. And yesterday they
tangled.
Mm-hmm. And using the word fight, you'd say, yesterday they
fought.
If a person killed a person with a knife, you'd say they
stabbed.
Mm-hmm. And you were talking about being out in the rain, and you might say, well, I'm really glad that I carried my umbrella, because just as soon as I got outside, the rain
started.
Mm-hmm. And the